Today, Big Five accounting firm Arthur Andersen announced a major step in downsizing to survive the Enron scandal. The company is selling off its tax division and says a significant number of its U.S. tax partners will join rival firm Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu. The announcement comes on the same day that parent company Andersen Worldwide named a new acting chief executive. Also today, reports that the Justice Department may be willing to make a deal with the firm. NPR's Cheryl Corley joins us now. And Cheryl, what can you tell us about this agreement between Andersen and Deloitte Touche?
Well, Robert, Andersen is being closed-mouthed about this, as you might expect. It says it's not going to close on this deal until the end of the month, so it's not really disclosing any terms. But what we do know is that this is all part of this big blueprint that's been devised by former Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Volcker, the head of an Andersen Oversight Board. And he has recommended that the firm split off its tax and consulting units from its core business of auditing, and this appears to be that first step. We don't know how many folks are in that tax unit, Andersen is not saying. We don't know how much it's been sold for, but some industry analyst I talked to today said this deal will probably mean hundreds of millions of dollars for Andersen, and it really couldn't have come at a better time for the company. It means they'll be able to run the firm and defend itself from the lawsuits that are coming from the Enron engagement.
Why Deloitte Touche?
Well, Andersen has been negotiating with a number of firms on a number of fronts. It's talked with Deloitte about this before, exchanging the tax practice, but had backed off of a deal. And the folks I talked to today said there might have been some disagreement over the price. Now it appears that it does go to Deloitte. As you know, Congress had been pushing for accounting firms to get rid of their consulting business, saying the businesses who rake in tax fees and consulting go soft on company audits. And with this move, Deloitte may be making a kind of strategic move to be a leader in the tax practice part of the business.
And who's the new CEO of Andersen Worldwide?
He is Aldo Cardoso, the managing partner for the Andersen unit in France and also chairman of Andersen's Worldwide Board. And now he faces this very difficult task of trying to salvage Andersen's international network of businesses.
Now, we've heard these reports that there might be some kind of deal between the Justice Department and Andersen over the indictment for obstruction of justice. How likely do you think that is?
Well, I don't know. I mean, Paul Volcker has said this reform effort for the company can't work unless it gets the indictment against it dismissed. And as you said, there are these reports that the Justice Department may be willing to drop the charge. But it's doing so, if Andersen admits somehow that what it did was illegal, and the company doesn't want to have to plead that in court. So I think that's a legal tap dance that will continue for a while.
Okay. Thank you, Cheryl.
You're quite welcome.
NPR's Cheryl Corley speaking to us from Chicago.